The question I would like to raise today as we contemplate on the mass readings, that question is, what is enough for you? What is enough for me? I think a lot of us just want more for the sake of having more. And more never seem enough for us, because as soon as we achieve something we want or desire or like, we want more. But yet in the first reading today, just like what I preach on Sunday, that we're not calling ourselves to be communists, but we're calling ourselves to have that communal mindset and generosity in caring for one another because we love the Lord. Do we have that ability yet, my brothers and sisters? Which lead me toward the gospel reading, that Jesus remind us that God so loved the world that he had sent his only begotten Son so that we might have eternal life. And this new eternal life requires to live in the spirit and not in the flesh, to live for the things of God instead of the things of this world. So we have to ask ourselves then, simplicity, generosity, and confidence in God's goodness, are those things motivate us and help us to grow in holiness, in sanctification, and in our call for Christian charity and Christian love and Christian generosity yet or not? Or do we always think that it's not enough? So what does enough look like for you and me? Is God enough for us? Is his grace enough for us? Is his love enough for us? What do we want? And will we ever be content with what we have yet or not? Live in the spirit, my brothers and sisters, and let our generosity move us toward that radical charity, radical love, radical self-giving, and radical sanctification for his love, because he had first loved us, that he gave, God gave his only begotten Son, so that we might have eternal life in him.